This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chamakili. Birmingham city leaders took on gun violence Tuesday, vowing to crack down harder on people committing gun crimes and provide more money for the police department. WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart reports.
While President Barack Obama was outlining his executive orders to help curb gun violence nationwide, Mayor William Bell, council members, and Police Chief A.C. Roper talked about problems and solutions close to home. Birmingham ended 2015 with its highest homicide rate in several years. Councilman Stephen Hoyt of West Birmingham says too many weapons end up in the hands of wrong people. Hoyt says on New Year's, celebratory gunfire rang out in some communities long past the stroke of midnight.
You know, it's almost like it was like Beirut. We ought to have an increased presence in our neighborhood. We need to be safe.
Chief Roper says police officers were out in full force New Year's Eve, and the rate of celebratory fire has declined annually in recent years. But he says that's not enough.
We still have too many people who think it's the right thing to do to go out there and shoot bullets in the air.
Roper admits that's just part of the problem and stressed the city's plan for combating gun violence. He says he welcomes more federal help on gun law enforcement and increased background checks. Councilwoman LaShonda Scales is supportive.
We've been talking about action plans and all of that, but you need all of us on deck to be able to help you to come up with a plan, too. But I look forward to that coming up and that really becoming a conversation for the budget cycle this year.
The police chief says it takes more than officers addressing gun violence.
Where there's a strong neighborhood, where there's a strong community, crime can't stay there because neighbors are looking out for neighbors.
He says with more support from the city, 2016 will be better. For WBHM, I'm Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.